This is Lanny Muehlrath, and this is the audio support for day 24 of the book, The Mindful Vegan, a 30-day plan for finding health, balance, peace, and happiness. Today's practice is for 24 minutes, including instruction, though you are welcome to practice for longer. Today, we will begin with a short guide to mindful eating before continuing with meditation practice instructions. Mindfulness, remember, is a specific form of mental training and a particular kind of attention you bring to your daily activities that lead to, among other things, dramatic reductions in reactivity and automatic behaviors. Reactivity and automaticity often show up in our eating. Perhaps you are troubled by mindless eating, transition snacking, eating when you don't really feel hungry, or not eating when you really are hungry, which, by the way, always drives overeating or eating beyond fullness, or even having an overwhelming desire for the richest foods. Eating behaviors and habits that can bring a lot of personal misery respond magnificently to mindfulness practice, as mindful eating is a natural extension. Being truly connected with how hungry and how full your body really is forms the essence of mindful eating. Maybe you have lost touch with your hunger and fullness signals altogether. If you have a long diet history of micromanaging your plate according to a set of rules or portions that may have nothing to do with your immediate fuel needs, or you ignore your hunger only to have it overwhelm you later via food choices or amounts, this is where you start. All unmet hunger signals eventually lead to overeating, especially for those sensitive to the body's perceived threat of the unavailability of food. When you are practicing meditation on bodily sensations, you are increasing your connection with these signals, opening the door to restoring a healthy, natural relationship with them so that they can guide you to your naturally healthy body. You begin to see how, through the tools of mindfulness, honoring these signals with respect disappears the stress eating you may be experiencing. Another aspect of mindful eating is awareness of what is on your plate, what the source of the food is, what are the properties it brings to you in the health of your body, the health of the planet, and all the others you share the planet with. For this reason, my instruction for mindful eating does not start with chewing each bite a certain number of times, designating a specific location for your meals, or even establishing how long each meal should take, or that you should have to eat each meal at a certain speed, for example. Remember, again, that mindfulness is not only a specific form of mental training, but is a particular kind of attention you bring to your daily experience. This includes eating. As you cultivate the skills of being present, such as you do with our formal meditation practice, a light of awareness begins to shine on your food choices and respect of your body's need for food in a kind, compassionate, respectful, and joyful way. The best way, then, to become a more mindful eater is to connect with your formal practice and bring the awareness of bodily sensation, thought, and emotion forward with you into the rest of your day, which includes eating. Now, let's continue with the guidance for today's formal meditation practice. You have been practicing focused awareness, where your attention is narrowed to a single object or event that you have chosen, the feelings of the breath or bodily sensations of emotions. Through this process, you develop concentration, an important foundation of mindfulness meditation. The steadying awareness you develop helps you reduce reactivity, negative aspects of being on autopilot, and excessive rumination while you cultivate presence of mind. You build the skills of self-regulation and you practice a particular orientation to your daily experience, one of kindness, self-compassion, and patience that helps tame the busy mind. This practice, when engaged in regularly and consistently, makes your capacity for mindfulness more available to you during the day outside of formal practice. As we continue to move forward through day 30, you are invited to practice your own blend of the strategies we have been practicing together so far. Today, we will again begin instruction with reminders about best practices to help guide your own practice. Then, the remainder of today's audio guide will be silent without additional instruction to minimize distraction. First, begin each session with prayer. Position, whether seated on a chair or on a cushion, with posture that is upright and dignified while also at ease. Anchor should always begin at the breath at first to establish focused concentration. This is why the breath is called primary anchor. From there, you move on to practicing meditation on bodily sensations as secondary anchor. In our previous lessons, we have also practiced meditation on bodily sensations of emotions. Moving forward, you may continue this order. At the same time, more and more, I encourage you to incorporate the meditation of bodily sensations of emotions into the other meditation on bodily sensations practice. After all, they are all sensations we experience physically. To date, we have been practicing them separately to establish a connection with the emotions in this new way, which can be more difficult initially to navigate. As you become more experienced, you are welcome to put these body surveys together. You can, for example, when practicing the bodily sensations survey, take time as you move through the torso, central to the emotional body, to survey sensations of emotions. Begin each session also by establishing intention of time frame and intention to engage in continuous practice with kindness, patience, equanimity, and to let go of judgment about thoughts, emotions, or how much your mind wanders during practice. For once you remember that you are engaged in practice, mindfulness has already returned as you bring your attention back to anchor and repeat, no matter how many times you may need to do so during practice. This is the foundation of mindfulness practice. Returning to anchor again and again with loving kindness and gentleness toward yourself. Remindfulness. This is your training ground for practicing these qualities outside of formal practice. At any time, you are free to return to meditation on the sensations of the breath, should you become too distracted or lost. You can complete the entire meditation on the breath if you like, or come and go from the survey of sensations. The important thing is setting your intention, practicing remindfulness, and cultivating curiosity, kindness, acceptance, and patience. Closing each meditation with loving kindness is another helpful element that you are welcome to incorporate or not, as you like. And by all means, if the best practice for you right now is to keep it very simple and stay with just the breath the entire time, then that is absolutely fine. You can always explore the other variations later as you desire. There's no rush. All in its own good time. Likewise, should you decide to practice for less than the designated time, simply set a different intention, set a timer, and proceed. The remainder of today's audio guide will be silent, without additional instruction, to minimize distraction. When the time is up with the sound of the chime, holding yourself in kindness, gently open your eyes. Set an intention to bring some of this quality of kindness and mindfulness forward with you into your day. You are welcome to sit beyond the chime for longer practice.